91X News.
It's 5 degrees and partly cloudy. I'm Leah Vandenberg with 91X News. A 7.1 magnitude earthquake struck Japan just before midnight local time. Japan's meteorological agency warned of a tsunami, but that warning has now been lifted. This comes almost a month after a 9-magnitude quake and tsunami devastated the northeast coast. March's tsunami is believed to have killed about 25,000 people and sparked an ongoing crisis at a nuclear power plant. Liberal leader Michael Ignatieff is in Laval, Quebec today, where he outlined promises to improve the pension system. But he also took a shot at Conservative leader Stephen Harper and his announcement today of the doubling of amounts allowed in tax-free saving accounts. Ignatieff says it's an empty promise because it won't happen unless the budget is balanced, and that could take years.
Mr. Harper did this thing again. He's now done three times. I've got a great deal for you. Take a number. Come back in 5 years. It'll be fabulous. I mean, what is this? You know, tax-free savings account in 5 years when rainwater is beer, when pigs fly.
Harper acknowledges the plan to double tax-free savings contributions would not likely take effect until the federal budget is balanced in 2015 and 16. Three people are facing drug charges after police stopped a car on the 401 near Port Hope. Officers seized cocaine and cash from the vehicle on Monday and charged 40-year-old Peter McDonald of Havelock. Further investigation led police to search a Brown's Line home and a home in Pickering. Charged in the house raids are 27-year-old Carolyn Ann Gluttle of Havelock and 35-year-old Terry Wadham of Pickering. Americans may soon be able to receive terror alerts via social media. The U.S. government is expected to put warnings in place through Facebook and Twitter. The color-coded warning system will follow a more specific plan that offers two levels of alerts, elevated and imminent. The new system is expected to be in place before the end of the month. A new superbug in India has medical experts worrying. The superbug was first identified in 2008 and has since popped up in a number of countries. Canada, the US, Australia, Britain, and Sweden have all seen cases. Most of those infections were in people who had recently traveled to or had medical procedures in India, Pakistan, or Bangladesh. There are more protests in Afghanistan today over the burning of a Muslim holy book by a Florida pastor.
Another demonstration, the latest in the capital, Kabul. Unlike some of the others over the past week, it was peaceful. But as reform activist Zayula Shafiq warns, the issue is not resolved, and things could again turn violent.
It will create such serious problem, not only for our government, but also for America as well.
Some of the demonstrators say Pastor Terry Jones should be put on trial. Tom Rivers, ABC News.
That's 91X News to 103. Here's Ashley Gale with sports.
Tonight, the Picton Pirates play the Allison Hornets. It's the first of four games in the Schmaltz Cup semifinals. Puck drops at 8 o'clock. Tomorrow, the Wellington Dukes play Oakville at home at 7:30. There's still three Canadian teams in the playoffs, and they're all playing tonight. Montreal's in Ottawa, and the Vancouver Canucks play Minnesota Wild. The Montreal Canadiens have a new chief operating officer. Former Anaheim Ducks and Los Angeles Kings Vice President Kevin Gilmore is stepping in. The bilingual native of Abitibi, Quebec, will work in corporate sales, marketing, and communications for the NHL club. He replaces Ray Lalonde, who has become president of the Montreal Alouettes. Gilmore helped land an NHL franchise for Anaheim when he worked for the Walt Disney Company in the 1990s. He later moved to the Kings and then worked for the Auschwitz Entertainment Group. Team owner Jeff Molson said the move was part of a restructuring of management. Canada's Jeff Stoughton has already wrapped up first place in the Ford World Curling Championships with 9 straight wins under his belt. Canada finishes up today against China and Norway. Canada and China are tied at 4 in the 9th end. China is throwing second, then is off to playoff action on Friday. A win there means Canadians advance to the final. It's a busy afternoon in Major League Baseball with 7 games on the roster. Right now, Boston is in Cleveland. Ricky Romano is making his second start with the Jays in Oakland. And Houston is leading Cincinnati 1-0 at home. Remember to send us your team or league scores. Email sports at 91x.fm. That's sports. Here's Leah Vandenberg with weather.
Today, sunny becoming a mix of sun and cloud near noon. Fog patches dissipating this morning, a high of 9. Tonight, clearing this evening, a low of minus 5. Friday, sunny, a high of 11. Saturday, cloudy with a 40% chance of showers, a high of 11. Sunday, cloudy, and a 30% chance of showers or thunderstorms, a high of 14. It's 5 degrees. I'm Leah Vandenberg with Ashley Gale. 91X News on the air and online at 91X.fm. News is next at 2.
91X is CJLX 91.3 FM, Belleville.